from the Good News Bible, because that's the ones we have in the front of the church. And it's about Jesus. Jesus feeds a great crowd. The apostles returned and met with Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. There were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his disciples didn't even have time to eat. So he said to them, "Let us go off by ourselves to some place where we'll be alone and you can rest for a while." So they started out in a boat by themselves for a lonely place. Many people, however, saw them leave and knew at once who they were. So they went to the towns and ran ahead of them and arrived at the place ahead of Jesus and his disciples. When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw this large crowd. His heart was filled with pity for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When it was getting late, his disciples came to him and said, "It is already very late, and this is a lonely place. Send the people away and let them go to the nearby farms and villages in order to buy something for them to eat. You yourselves give them something to eat." They asked, "Do you want us to go and spend 200 silver coins on bread in order to feed them?" So Jesus asked them, "How much bread have you got? Go and see." And when they found out, they told him, 5 loaves and only 2 fish. Jesus told his disciples to make all the people sit, divide into groups and sit down on the green grass. So the people sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. And then Jesus took the loaves, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looked up to heaven and gave thanks to God. He broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. Everyone ate and had enough. Then the disciples took up 12 baskets full of what was left of the bread and fish. The number of men who went fed was 5,000. Thanks be to God.
Compassion, the compassion of Jesus. Verse 34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion, he had pity on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus does not send the people away as the disciples were suggesting he should do. Rather, he had compassion on them. The Greek word literally means to be inwardly moved so as to do something about it. The same word is actually used in Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke's Gospel. A Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the injured man was lying on the road, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He was inwardly moved. He had compassion on him. And that's actually the focal point of that parable of the Good Samaritan, the hinge on which it turns. And elsewhere in Matthew's Gospel, we read, when Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless. The divine compassion of Jesus is a sign of the presence of the kingdom of God. We see at this feeding of the 5,000 the warmth of Jesus' compassion. He would not turn the crowd away. And we see that compassion is not just a feeling, but a doing, action. Jesus had to show his followers that compassion is inherent to discipleship. It is a requirement. For us today, the need of others is a genuine motive for Christian service. One New Testament commentator writes, "We are to respond to people in their need for Christ's sake, Christ who meets all needs." There's a lovely Irish proverb, "It is in the shelter of each other that we live." It is in the shelter of each other that we live. The second word is involvement. We notice how Jesus involves the disciples here several times. The disciples say to Jesus, "This is a remote place, and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." And Jesus answers, "You give them something to eat." And they reply, "Are you serious? You want us to go and spend a fortune on food for their supper?" But Jesus is quite serious. "How many loaves do you have?" he asks. "Go and see." Jesus says, "Go and see." Involvement, participation, go and see. And when they found out, guess it wouldn't have taken them very long, they said, "Five and two fish." And then, as we heard, there takes place the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 people. We read, "They all ate and were satisfied." There were even leftovers. The disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. It's significant, I think, that the way that Jesus keeps on involving the disciples, his followers, including also in the distribution to the people. He did not say, "It's okay, guys, just leave it all with me." Jesus wanted their active participation, their involvement in what was going on and in what was yet to happen. We saw a couple of weeks ago that Jesus sent out the 12 disciples two by two on the work of the kingdom, preaching, teaching, and healing. And elsewhere, Jesus says to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." And that's us. This kingdom work involves us. We are called to be workers, co-workers, as Paul says, in seeking to advance the purposes of the kingdom of God. To seek out workers, Jesus says, into his harvest. God, in his amazing providence, has chosen to further his purposes through frail, fallible human beings like ourselves. There's an old saying, "Without God, we cannot, but without us, God will not." Okay, without God, we cannot, but without us, God will not. That's his plan and purpose. So compassion, involvement, and our third word is thanks. Verse 41, "Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke the loaves." It's only 5 loaves and 2 fish, but Jesus calmly thanks God for what he has provided, blesses the bread, breaks it, and gives it. The Gospels reveal to us in various different places that Jesus had a glad and thankful heart. When Jesus once healed 10 men who had leprosy, he was amazed that only one of them came back to him in order to say thank you, in order to give thanks. And that one who came back was a foreigner. As we were thinking of earlier in our service, each one of us has something for which to praise and thank God, even in the midst of difficult times. And we can always, always praise and thank God for every glimpse we have of his nature, and above all in coming to this small planet Earth, in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, crucified and risen. We give thanks to God for the presence of Jesus with us, alongside us, each day, each hour by hour, moment by moment. Christians are called to go through life counting our blessings, the gratitude attitude, as it's been called. Compassion, involvement, thanks, and our fourth and final word is multiplication. Here's a sum: 5 loaves and 2 fish, multiplied by Jesus, equals a lot, is the answer. More than we can imagine, more than enough. There was so little food for such a large crowd, and yet, little as it is, this is somehow enough for Jesus. Now, this is beyond our rational human understanding. Tom Wright states, "What Jesus did on this rare occasion was to allow God's creative power to flow through him in a special way, as with his healings, only more so." So little, 5 loaves and 2 fish, yet for Jesus it is enough. A little is a lot in the hands of Jesus. Multiplication, a little is a lot in the hands of Jesus. And I know that sometimes as we look around the world, the terrible state of things, we think, what can I do? What difference can I possibly make? But we remember what Jesus did with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. We have to bring what we have to Jesus, and that's important. We have to offer what we have to Jesus, our time, our talents, our abilities, our resources, our energy, our commitment, our faith. Hand it all over to him. Put it at his disposal. We wish it were more, but still we offer it to Jesus, who we are and what we have. And then who knows what might happen? A little is a lot in the hands of Jesus. In the words of William Barclay, if we put ourselves into the hands of Jesus Christ, there is no telling what he can do with us and through us. This is true for us as individuals, and it's true for us also as the new church family of Craigowl. The 12 disciples and the 12 basketfuls left over are symbolic of the 12 tribes of Israel, that is symbolic of the whole people of God. If we as a church, as a community of faith, as a resurrection people, as those called to be the people of God, if we truly offer what we have and are to the living Lord Jesus Christ, then who knows what might happen in the months and years ahead for the growth and the advancement, and for the harvest of his kingdom on earth as in heaven. And thanks be to God. Let us pray. In a moment of silent prayer and reflection, Christ our Saviour, when you beheld the people, you were moved with compassion towards them, and healed the sick, fed the hungry, and raised the fallen. Pour out upon your church the same spirit of compassion. Go forth with us and with all who serve in your name to relieve suffering, and grant that by our caring, compassionate service, the hearts of men and women may be drawn to yourself for your name's sake. Amen.